I got tickets to the Blackhawks taking on the Oilers on Monday, October 14th in my back pocket, and I'm going to give those away this hour. Just reminding you, the game day tickets went on sale today. Go to Blackhawks.com to purchase yours, or for more information, whatever it is, there's a ton of really cool stuff going on. There's 20 game day giveaways, 5 2010 anniversary celebration nights, 3 alternate jersey nights, a retro hat night.
Ah, I love that.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Big deal!
Kind of a big deal.
All right, so now, we mentioned this in the promo about the promotional announcement that runs and says what's going to be coming on in the show today, and we're actually going to pay off on one of those.
We will.
How rare is that an occurrence?
Yay for us.
The scooter, there's been a study now done on the effectiveness of the scooter experiment here. And remember, we had the person on from the city who was in charge of the scooter experiment.
That's right. You let her know you did not really like the idea or approve of it at that time.
Right.
And she was very patient with us, as I recall.
Yes. Right. Well, it's rare that people are patient with me, but okay, fine. And Mary Wazinski is with us, and she joins us from the Chicago Tribune offices. And this, the study is in on how this worked. A lot of it looks at usage patterns, right? And when people are using them and how, not necessarily how they're using them or how abusive they are to them, like throwing them into the trees, as some drunks were doing. But whether this actually fits the profile of what the people who said that this was a positive economic development for Chicago were hoping for.
Right. And what they found is that most of the people using them are using them during rush hour, which would suggest that they're using them for commuting. And the people that I talked to were using them to get to their jobs when they were using it. I was surprised. I was seeing a lot of scooters on the street and just looked like people were taking joyrides on them.
Yeah,
people are actually using them to get to work, and which is what the city had been hoping for, that it would be part of the commute, part of the kind of the last mile or first mile if you're a little bit far away from transit and you want to get to transit, and you know you can get on one of these scooters instead of maybe taking a car to transit or walking to transit.
People don't know what they're doing on them. Mary, I'm sorry. People still don't know what they're doing. I saw over the weekend, you know, like for the air show, everybody was trying to like get down to the air show. And some of the scooters, now these must have been private scooters because you cannot get past the barrier.
You can't have them east of Halsted, right?
Okay. So, but let me just say, let me just address this issue.
Okay.
Amateurs on scooters.
Uh-huh.
The amateur on the scooter is a dangerous goof. And you know, we got a lot of dangerous goofs in this town. We're kind of known for it. And this is like, you know, zooming in and out and then trying to go through. Like, a scooter thinks it's a pedestrian.
Even though they go up to 15 miles an hour.
Right.
Right.
And they were like scooting with the crowds that were walking toward the, you know, where there's police barriers and stuff on LaSalle Street or whatever that is, that you know, that heads toward the beach there, that where everybody was going, and the police cut all that off, and people going by on scooters. And I'm like, wait a second, that is motorized transportation.
That would be a little freaky to see that. But you know, there's goofs in every form of transportation, and the goofs on the cars are the ones that cause the most damage.
Mary, if your study shows, that the most usage was during rush hours, it also says that that's the time when the roads are the busiest. So does the study also take a look at collisions and issues with safety?
This study didn't. This was this DePaul study just looked at the day in the life of the scooter. Where are they, and where are they being taken, and where are the biggest destination points and origin points? I have heard from other studies. There was a study done in Austin, Texas, about the amount of collisions with scooters, and they found a lot of head injuries. Mostly, a lot of the people who were injured were people who were using scooters for the first time. And because your center of gravity on a scooter is kind of high as opposed to what it is on a bicycle, you're more likely to fall on your head, which is why they want people to, the city's been, and the scooter companies have been encouraging people to wear helmets.
And at a higher rate
of
speed.
Which I don't see a lot of.
Yeah.
No, you don't see it at all. Yeah. I really don't. I mean, I'm in the West Loop where there's a high concentration of these. They're very highly used to get around, and I'm sure to go to and from work. I rarely see a person, unless it's their personal e-scooter, if it's one of the rentals, wearing a helmet, because people just don't carry a helmet around with them.
Right. What are you going to do?
They don't.
If you're a hipster.
But,
if you're a hipster and you're going to some hot spot in the Fulton Market district.
Right.
And you're leaving your Logan Square location to head to your Fulton Market location. Exactly what helmet is going to go with your silk shirt? Which one? How are you going to do that?
And you got a lot of gel in the hair. You know, you're going to mess it up.
Right. You don't want to mess your hair up. And you just got this, and silk's coming back. And you're like, I don't think you look good in that shirt, but the guy thinks he does.
That's what goes.
You have seen a change, though, with Divvy bikes. You used to almost never see people with helmets on Divvy bikes. And now you do, because people have incorporated them into their routine. And so they bring a helmet with them.
Can I ask a question, Mary? I don't understand about the Divvy bikes and with the e-scooters, and I think it would solve a problem, because we've had people call into this very radio program and say they are a pedestrian, they were in the crosswalk, they were hit by a Divvy bike, they were hit by an e-scooter, cars have been, like, had their mirrors taken off by them, but there's no way to identify who's on that scooter. Wouldn't it make sense to have some sort of mini license plate, something identifiable, so that you know how to follow up if there is an issue?
Well, that's a question that comes up a lot. One of the arguments that's made against it is that it would discourage people from using the bikes or discourage people from using the scooters. The same argument is made about not requiring helmets, is that if you required helmets, it would discourage people from using them, and then less people would use them, and you wouldn't get the benefit of the to the environment and to lessening traffic.
Wait, I don't understand why it would discourage someone from using it. It's only if you're riding them irresponsibly that would actually be an issue. If you're following the rules.
Right. No, I understand. But if you have to pay for the license, the other problem is that I've done my own studies for the Tribune before about bicycle ticketing, and bicycle ticketing tends to be focused mainly in the city on low-income neighborhoods. Most of the tickets are going, even though most of the bicycling is happening in high-income neighborhoods, most of the ticketing is happening in low-income neighborhoods. So there's some concern that there would be equity problems.
Well, what about the rental companies themselves? Couldn't you put the $10 licensing fee on them? I mean,
that's a good question for the city, because, this is just a pilot program. The city is just trying to figure out how this is working, because there's been a lot of bumps in the road, so to speak, in other cities where they've tried this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have tried the scooters, and I'm not, it's not my cup of tea, because I'm a bicyclist, and I don't like, I feel a little off balance, and I didn't like going over bumpy roads, because you feel like you're operating a jackhammer. Because there's these little wheels.
That's true. I don't like that feeling either.
But I can really see how they'd be appealing to people who don't want to get sweaty, because you don't have to do anything. You just stand on them.
Right. And they do move
quicker. I'd be sweating. I'd be on it sweating the whole time. Like, oh my God, 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 get out of the way!
And when I wasn't on a bumpy road, it was kind of fun. And people were waving and giving a thumbs up. Like, I felt like I was, riding my Velocipede down a plank road in 1910. People couldn't, it's a novelty. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But people have to be really safe.
Right.
All right. Did you hear that, hipsters?
Right. Watch your heads. Yes. You have to be able to, put the hair gel on.
All right. Mary Wisniewski from the Chicago Tribune. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
All right. I'm not for it. Not even
remotely for it. Even though she said it does seem as if people are using them to and from work, because that's one of the things you doubted earlier when they launched this program. People are just going to use them when they're drunk and they want to get home quickly, which I'm sure happens. But this seems like the study, at least, shows that people are using them to be able to get to the L, to be able to get to work early in the morning and back home.
Not for it.
No.
Nope. It's a no-go zone for me. Not interested. I think that I see hipsters laughing their way through it because it's like fun. I don't see hardworking Chicagoans using these things. But then again, I'm never around for hardworking Chicagoans because I don't get out of bed till everybody's already in their place.
That's
so
true.
It's a separate issue.
You don't see the morning rush.
I don't see the morning rush ever. I mean, if I do, something really bad has happened. I'm being rushed somewhere if I see the morning rush.
You don't see the evening rush either.
No, because we get home after the evening rush.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get to see the...
you miss all the scooters. Yeah. So that's probably a good thing for everybody. Are you at that stage yet where you start yelling at, like, hey, you! Like, you say things out the window to people you don't... Or aren't driving appropriately.
There's an age at which that, where the filter comes off. And you're like, oh, no, no, please. You know, like when you're a kid, you're like, oh, Dad, don't say that. Dad, don't roll down the window. Don't. No, don't.
Where's your helmet?
Right. And now it's now I'm that. Get off my lawn!
Nice silk shirt. I can see you saying that. Totally see you saying that.
I don't know if it was silk or rayon or whatever, but I don't know why. I don't know why. Is that coming back for the man? I saw it. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
Not attractive on everybody. Just,
no.
It's a look, but,
no.
You know.
You're doing that, and you're on your way, you know.
You forgot to change out of your pajamas.
That's right, exactly. That's what I would say. I should have used that line. I was at an event over the weekend, and there was a guy walks in, he's wearing a silk shirt,
uh-huh.
And he's got, like, the, you know, $5,000 sunglasses on.
Oh, gee.
And the whole thing, dude, how you doing, dude? You know, like that whole, you know, wanting to bro hug me, and I'm like, I don't know who you are.
Was like, he sweaty in the silk shirt? Does silk breathe?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe 21st century silk. I don't know. Maybe this is from worms that you know have good breathability. I don't know. But
I would think he'd look sweaty in the silk shirt because it would really show the stain.
Yeah, but no. But he was like, and, you know, like, and he's one of those where it was buttoned all the way down to like his navel, essentially. Right, unbuttoned all the way down to his navel.
Oh.
And like, you know, so like, you know, shaved chest kind of a thing. Dude, righteous. I'm like, I have not heard the word righteous nor seen a silk shirt in years.
Feeling like you didn't dress correctly for the party?
I don't know. I just felt weird. I just felt like I'm that, and that's sort of what I imagine the scooter, you know, we're wearing like the silk shirt and then the linen pants and the whole, you know, the whole kind of thing. Open-toed shoes.
And the perfect hair.
Right. And $5,000 sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, righteous. Cool planes, right?
What party did you go to?
I got lost. All right. Let's do this. Let's check in now with Jen and find out what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
How the White House says it can avert a recession.